left about was the sugya of Baal Be'er. So, Baal Be'er means that as long as the husband's in the city, then it's mutter to do yichud with his wife. So that means if she's, and we set different parameters in that, whether it has to be mitzias that he can come, is it a overall fear or overall pressure that she's not comfortable, chazanish, or was it more specific that she could taka come, it's more like a mirsas like we find by like a mashgiach, and whatever it is, right? So that was the shayla by Baal Be'er. What was the yisoid of Baal Be'er? So the one thing that we discussed last week was the Baal Be'er means that there's food over there if you want in the next one. The Baal Be'er means that we're choshesh, that it's clear from the whole sugya of Baal Be'er that we're not concerned for oinus, we're only concerned for pitui. We're concerned that she's going to be convinced, but we're not choshesh for pitui. So the we're only choshesh for pitui, we're not choshesh for oinus. Okay, and that's what we said, that by a goy, it could be there is a chashash of oinus, and that's why Baal Be'er wouldn't help for a Jewish woman to be misyachid with a goy. Because what does the guy care if the husband walks in? Because even if the husband, the wife cares, but he could be manasar. And therefore, he's not choshesh for pitui.
He's not mirtat.
The guy is not mirtat. So now, the question we raised last week is, what if there's police or legal action that she could take? But apparently, the police are not convinced about that, because the chazanish says that maybe she's embarrassed to discuss it. She doesn't want to go to the police. And he's...
What about two guys? In other words, if the chash is ones, so normally two wouldn't help, but maybe there is a mirsis if there's another guy there.
Right. Well, I didn't see that discussion. I'm not sure. Okay. So now I want to take it a step further, and this is negea to common shilas of babysitters. So what's the common scenario? So a person has girls at home, and boys, and he wants to get a babysitter. So the problem is, if you get a girl babysitter, it's yichud with the boy. If you get a boy babysitter, it's yichud with the girl, etc., and things like that. And also, it's negea, our discussion from last week, the negea, the mother-in-law that's home, right? The mother-in-law that comes to be misyached, and is home with the son-in-law. So what's the fact that there are other kids at home? Does that help? So this is a sugya in Kiddushin. I didn't make copies. It's one line in Kiddushin. So I think for one line, you can... It's literally one line. The Gemara says that there's something called a shomer. A shomer and yichud means... Yichud is one man, one woman. A shomer means that there's someone on the outside being shomer. That's not part of the yichud. So if they're not part of the yichud, they could act as a shomer. That means even though we learned that one man is not allowed to be misyachid even with two women, but that's only if there's a chashash on both. It has to be a chashash on both. If there's only a chashash on one of them, and the other one is not part of the chashash, so now that one becomes a shomer, and now, since she's a shomer, now it's mutter the yichud. So for example, let's take this example. Let's say you have one man with two ladies, and one of the ladies is Baal Be'er. So l'chor, there's no yichud with her, because she has Baal Be'er. Now that there's no yichud with her, now she becomes a shomer on the other one. Okay, that's the equation. The equation is that even though one with two is aser, but if one of the two is, there's no yichud, she's not part of the yichud, so now it becomes mutar. Okay? So now, the Gemara talks about all sorts of other ladies that there's no yichud with them. So for example, a person is with his sister. There's no yichud with his sister. So then if he's with his sister and her friend, so now there's no yichud with her sister, and therefore she's a shomer on the friend. Okay? And anything like that. So yichud with his mother and her friend, same thing. Okay? So there's a concept of a shomer on the yichud, which it could be even a lady. Like we said, even though there's an issue of two women, but that's only if they're both part of the yichud. If one is not part of the yichud, she becomes a shomer on the other one. Now the question, which is very common, is ketanim. Can a child be a shomer on yichud? Okay? So, based on what we just said, let's talk about a girl for a moment. So you have a man with a woman, and you want to have a shmira of another girl there. Okay? So what's this simple example? let's say parents are going out of town for a wedding. So they need someone to babysit their kids. Now they have a bar mitzvah age boy, let's say, and or a young boy or whatever, even less, just for argument's sake. Let's call him whatever the age is, 10, 9, 10. So now he's 9 or 10 years old. And they want to get a girl, older high school girl, seminary, whatever, older girl, single girl to babysit. So there's yichud with the boy. But they also have another kid. They have a younger girl. So does that help for the yichud? What age does the child help for yichud?
Depends on maturity,
no? Yeah, so the Gemara gives a very precise equation for it. So the Gemara says, in Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis in Kiddushin, it says, Isha v'tinoikes. Tinoikes sheyoda'as tambia v'ein moisteres atzma labia. So again, you have an example. I gave another example. I'll give the other example. You have a man with, like I said, let's say the case of the son-in-law and the mother-in-law, but there is another child at home. And again, it's not such a good example. I'm trying to figure out, get an example with the man. But the point is that you have a man, what's a typical example of this? It was a boy babysitter, whatever. You have a boy that's babysitting. So is there a way to get out of the yichud with another child? So the age is that she has to be right in between. It can't be that the girl is part of the yichud, because then she's part of the yichud. So what would it help? You have a man with a woman and a child. You have a man with a woman, so there's yichud, but they have a child, a girl there. But if the girl is goof a part of the yichud, so then it's a man with two women. So what does it help? So she can't be old enough. That's the question. If she's old enough, so then she's just another lady. So that's one man with two ladies. It's still us. So what's the age? She's not old enough that there's a yichud on her. So you say, okay, she's 2-3 years old. Yeah, but if she's 2-3 years old, it's not a shomer either, because the chapat's flying. A shomer has to understand what's going on. But if she understands what's going on, then she's part of the yichud. So how do you have this middle age? So it's a very specific age. The Gemara says, she has to be makir b'tambia. I mean, she has to understand that if there's a yichud between a man and a woman, there's something fishy going on. So so therefore that makes the woman embarrassed, because she just, this child knows that it's weird. Okay, so she's old enough to chap that something weird is going on, but she herself doesn't have a yetzirah for it. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says it means ina moiseres atzma labia, which means koy marmahi bia sheteda lasaper dvar mashuk, and she may even talk to people about it, because that's what she's a shomer, because she knows it's weird. But ain't my seres atzma mitoch koyin adain loy love sheyitzer hilchach ain kan mishum das kala shlotei noichal ispata. She's not old enough to be part of it. So let's say what the age is. So the poskim go back and forth, but more or less the poskim say, well, 3 years old, she doesn't know what's going on. 4 years old, she doesn't know what's going on. By 6 years old, maybe they know what's going on. I think it's weird, like why are they in privacy, why are they in private, whatever. So 6 years old, but by 9 years old, it could be she's already part of the yichud, because she's old enough to have a yitzara. So the age has to be between 6 and 9.
This is the age.
What?
No,
hold on, we'll get to that. He's okay. So we'll get to that. We're not talking about that yet. So what's the idea? So the idea is that between 6 and 9 she could be a shomer on the yichud. Okay, so you have why? Because, but let's speak this out. Let's speak it out. I would say is because we already discussed last week, which was why I was mocked him that nekuda, is because we're not choishish for oinus. So we're not choishish for oinus. So therefore, even though by between that age of 6 to 9, maybe the man will be manasar the katana loyalenu, but maybe that will not choshes for oinus. So not choshes for oinus. So now she's a shomeres because she understands what's going on. By that age 10, it's not going to be oinus anymore. She's already going to be nispata, enough, and therefore she's part of the yichud. Now, what Rabbi Avraham Eliezer is asking is a very simple question. So this is the age, and this is very negeya. Okay? And by a boy, it's the same thing. So, let's take our case.
Have another kid as a could you have another kid as a shomer, and if you had two, like, more older than 10, but then you have...
Right, no. So let's say you have a girl babysitter with a... A girl babysitter, and there's a boy that's... that's 11, for argument's sake, okay? So there'll be yichud. But if the next boy underneath is between 6 and 9, so now he's a shomer on the yichud. He's not part of the yichud, but he's a shomer of the yichud. But if not, it would be a problem. No, yeah, two boys could be not...
A 12-year-old girl, that scenario,
yeah, so the girl is a shomeris, because she's his sister.
If they're sleeping, that's a...
Okay, we'll get to that in a minute. But this is all to shtel vekashmira. So if you would have the scenario with the girl being a shomer would be if you have you have like with relatives a lot of times. My brother-in-law's in town and we're going out. Can he stay with the other kids? So if there's one niece of his that's 11, that would be a problem. But the next one is between 6 and 9, so now she's a shomer on the yichud.
Is a concern that they're gonna have via in the room with the kid, or that they're gonna go into privacy? Because if it's in that room, then even a younger age would be, 4 years old might be an issue. Because that's just they don't have to be old enough to understand what's going on for them to be embarrassed to do that in front of them. But if it's going to other rooms, so you can say, okay, that room's yichud, but the living room is not yichud.
But that's what we said last week, that it's one house, so it's pnimi and chitzain. So if the entrance way to get to the front door is through the living room, it's one yichud matzav. So, let's just talk about that. That changes everything. Right. So that's not just here.
So the scenario you just mentioned that the brother comes to town. If they're going out, they're still in the town. They can walk in anywhere.
No. But that's only by bile beer that helps. There's a special thing that the husband being in town scares the wife, but the uncle being in town doesn't scare the nephew. It has to be that he actually knows he's going to come within the shir yichud, which we said the shir yichud is 2 minutes. So it's not enough that he's potentially down. He went to a yeshiva dinner in Shmuel Younger concert in Jungle Island. It's 45 minutes away. They know that basically they're not being back till 10 o'clock at night. Okay, so the brother-in-law's home, the niece is there, but there's another one between 6 and 9. So you would say, oh, it's one man with two women. No, she's a shomeris now. The ketana becomes a shomeris. Okay, so this is the concept of a shomer and yichud. Now, what Avraham Eliezer is asking is a very simple question. According to this logic, so then it should be mutter to do yichud with this age girl also. What if it's just one person, one man with this girl between 6 and 9? Is it mutter to do yichud? Because you'll say, well, we just said she's not noichal hispatois, she doesn't chop enough herself, and she doesn't have a yitzhara, so. Zok the mechaber in Sif Yud Aleph. Tinoike shibchusim bat shalosh shalim. Tinoike pachus mi bentes. Mutul yisach limoim. Mavur the mechaber. Once a girl's 3 years old, it's also to do yichud with her. 3 years old. So shayla is, but she has no yitzhak. So what are you choshish for? You choshish for einus? I thought we don't know. We're not choshish for einus. So. Why is it also to do yichud to her by herself? And if it's also, so why isn't she part of the yichud? What's the bira davar over here? The following question: if it is also to do yichud, then it means we are choshish something. So the Chazanish explains very simple. Chazanish says, we're not choshish she's straight out going to be manaser. We're choshish she's going to convince her. But convincing a ketana is really a crime, basically. It's really not a good thing to do, right? So convincing a ketana is really basically oinus, essentially. But it's a justifiable oinus to some sick people. So therefore, if she's by herself, maybe he'll do it. So it's also to do yichud at that point, when she's 3 years old. Because he may do this type of thing. Even a yid were choshes for that. But that he won't do...
Even a yid?
A yid. But that he won't do in front of someone else. Once she's old enough and he doesn't feel like he's like just convincing her and then she actually joins in, so then that's a separate thing. But that's how the Chazanish explains this thing. that it is also to do yichud with her, but it's an awful, basically, oinus. But it's an oinus that he may think is not an oinus. And therefore, he may do it, but that's only between that age, but he won't do it in front of someone else.
So 2 6-year-olds?
Huh?
2 6-year-olds?
Yeah, l'chara, that's still mutter. Because the point is that the other one is smart enough to tell other people. That's what Rashi says. This other one is smart enough to know it's weird, and he'll be megal on the side. As opposed to two adults, they're not going to be megal on the side because they may be part of it eventually. Okay, these are complicated chesbonos over here, but this is the setup of the sugya. Okay, that's how the Chazon Ish learns. Others say not like that, but this is how we pass it. Okay, so that age, once the girl's 3 years old, so it's very negeya. I mean, it's extremely negeya. This thing, once you have babysitting, you have. Are you cold? Yeah, so I'm cold or hot? I can't figure out. Huh?
I mean, it's comfortable here.
Okay. So this is the Shiloh over here. It's a very interesting Shiloh. It's right in between. So this girl, once she's over 9 years old, then she's a shaykh to the yichud. Less than 9, but more than 6, she's a shomer. But it would only be a shomer if she's with someone else there. By herself, even by 3 years old, is also to do yichud.
Besides the bit of shomer, do any of these kids count in terms of sheer number?
No, it's not besides. That is the non sugya.
No, I'm saying there's a lumdus of shomer. There's also a lumdus of it's not yichud, right? Potentially 3, right? 3 or 4 two men with a woman, is it, right?
Yeah, so no. For sure it counts as that.
Man, that for sure counts.
Yeah, but she has to be that age, 6 years old.
Because there has to be at least
yes, your death, Tom. Not,
to count as a...
As a person, yeah.
As a person.
No, the person, are they part of the yichud or are they a shomer on the yichud? But they have to be, they have to be that age to be part of the
other kashrut. Kid's not a dinner shomer, right?
You have a baby in the room, it's not counted as a person for this purpose.
So, 2 3-year-olds would...
No,
be,
it's the usher.
Would be usher. 2 9-year-olds would be usher. A 9 and a 6-year-old would be mutter, but right. A 9 and a 3-year-old would be usher.
And a 9 and a 6 is mutter.
Right, 9 and a 6-year-old mutter, and yeah. 9 and a 3 is usher.
Yeah. There you go. But say, if you can't get through to his father, you can ask him. No. So, okay. So he has it down pat. That's the idea, okay? So 2 9-year-olds is also because they're both shy to the yichud. 2 3-year-olds is also because they're not showing for each other.
Can you rent out my kids? I got a 6-year-old if you need.
Right. It could get complicated. What?
6-year-old. We need 6-year-olds.
Right. Yeah. So now that's the halacha that it says here. Tinoikas ketana. That's the age. Yedas tambia ve'inu maseres atzulabia. Okay. Fine.
Same age for
men. Boy and girl is the same for this purpose. Yeah.
Between 6 and 9.
No, but
boys.
No, 2 9s is not also technically because. We need 2 9s with each. A man with 2 girls that are 9. Yeah.
But, 2 girls and a boy now.
Well, yeah. 2 9-year-old girls is more. Yeah.
But a boy is. Yichud starts at 3 also?
No.
Oh. So technically a 6-year-old is.
A 6-year-old is not b'chal the yichud, right?
But it helps as a shomer.
Yeah.
So that's.
Cause same thing.
2 6-year-olds is fine also.
But it has to be a shomer.
No,
2 6-year-old.
2 boys? A
6-year-old
boy is fine on his own.
It sounds like it's no iser, yeah. But it doesn't help for Shmira unless he's 6. Yeah.
They're saying it, but a lady is staying with.
A lady is not also to be. An adult woman, Jewish woman, is not also to be Misiach with a boy until he's 9.
6-year-old boy is.
It's nothing.
He helps
for Shmira.
He helps not have a different issue.
Right.
If there's a 9-year-old and a 6-year-old, he helps.
Right. I mean, if there was an adult girl with another boy, then she would. Yeah. Okay. That's the sugya of ketanim. So that's the idea, because I always got confused with this. How's it shaykh to have a shomer if the shomer is part of the yichud? So it says we're talking about a shomer is not part of it. Now another thing is that the poskim discuss is we said it's also for a man to be zakh with 2 women. What if the 2 women hate each other? What's the example?
Sisters.
Without getting a sister's no. Sister no, that's not a
example.
Sisters-in-law.
Sisters-in-law.
Or a woman. I'm just gonna read the Shulchan Aruch. I don't want to be caught on record saying this. It says like this. Mutterlis Yachid im Shtei Nashim Oshtei Tsaris. So two co-wives, obviously they hate each other, it's obvious. Oy im Isha Machamaisa, a woman with her mother-in-law. Oy im Isha Ubas Baila, a woman with her stepdaughter. Okay. Oy im Isha Ubas Chamoisa, that's your sister-in-law, the daughter of your mother-in-law, better known as your husband's sister. So in other words, a woman with her sister-in-law. Now I don't know what she hates about her. I don't know why sisters-in-law hate each other, but okay. Since they hate each other, so they're always looking to rat each other out.
To take from a portion on the side to pay for their sake, because each one wants to think Shulman's going to take all the money from
yes,
their parents.
It all ties to the money.
It all ties to the Yerushalayim. All this work and they're going to end up
getting... No, Bas Chamoisa, right. Bas Chamoisa, yeah, what does she care?
He's going to say, I'm feeding my husband and the mother-in-law's going to take it and vice versa. The mother-in-law is saying, I spent all these years and now this girl's going to take everything that I worked for. They say it might turn them a fortune on the side of the page.
Yeah, the bottom line is, like you said, it all boils down to money. So if the two women hate each other, so now, if the two women hate each other, so then there's no chashash yichud, because each one knows that if I do anything wrong, this is going public right away. The other one is going to rat me out. So therefore, the whole svar of two nashim is that each one is going to protect the other one's covered because they may be in on it for next minute. So I know that the one woman knows that nishka ferelach, even if I do something wrong, the other woman is not going to tell anyone anything. Right? But here it's not the case. Here she's afraid of doing anything wrong in front of that other woman because she knows that that woman has interest in ratting her out and basically publicizing her kloina. Being misaper b'kloina, so being misaper in a bizarre term, so therefore it's also okay. Now, one more thing, and then I want to discuss nighttime, which is a whole separate shayla. Next thing, based on what we said last week and what we said this week, let's put together an equation. We said that the whole chashash over here is that we're not really choshish that is it mutter to be misyached. Is a woman allowed to misyachin with a goyish man with a child who's the age of a shomer there? So let's take the example we said last week. Remember we said last week, if you have a woman going to do therapy in a goyish house, she's doing work with a child, and the father is home. So we said it's yichud with the father. Not only that, even if the father and the mother are home, it's yichud, because baila be'ir, because ishta imay doesn't help by a guy. So the goyisha, the Jewish therapist that's working in the non-Jewish home, won't help. What happens if ishta is not misham rasay? Because what does the husband, what does the guy care about his wife? They have an agreement with each other. But what about a katana? What about if the child that she's working with is between 6 and 9? So now, does the katana help the guy? So l'chayra it should, because in that case, because he's too afraid.
Right? Well, I can see all the time something happening. So why is he?
Right, that's the point.
If the parents have an agreement.
He's not afraid of his wife, but he's afraid of his child because the child he's embarrassed in front of the child. In front of the wife, he's not embarrassed.
Especially if the chashash is on this way.
Right, so now let's go the other way. Let's say the Jewish person brings her child. So now you'll say, fine, but the guy will be ma'anis. Even though we're choshish for oinus by a guy, we're not choshish that the guy is going to be ma'anis in front of someone else. And he's not going to. There's a machlokes in the poskim, but kipshuta, this katana case would work. So let's say the woman is going to do therapy with this baby, 2-year-old baby, and the husband's home, and the father of the goyisha father is home. If she brings her 6 to 9-year-old child, a daughter,
or
son for sure, but daughter, then you would say it's still not yichud, it's mutter. Well, you say what? Why? He'll be ma'anis the daughter. What does he care? Because we're choshish by goyim for oinus. But we're not chayshish for einus in a case where the where there's someone there. We're chayshish for einus stamazai, maybe. Like with one woman, by the beer.
A guy with two women is not a problem.
A guy with two women is. You want to know what was a guy with two women? You want to know? I don't know about Einus there. You want to know? One of a guy, two women, one of them is Baal Be'er. So for him to do the Baal Be'er, he has to be Manasseh. But you're not going to Manasseh in front of the other one. Maybe that's better. Yeah. And it's, even if he'll be Manasseh, but he's not going to Manasseh in front of someone else. Okay? Okay, fine. Now, let's finish up the babysitting shilas, because really we didn't answer anything, because we really left out a very, very important nekuda. Okay, so I want to give back to the case that I had last week. That this couple, they have a nice big house, and all their kids are married. So therefore, they have no one living at home, and there's such gevaldika machnisei oirech that they have this older single guy from New York that wants to spend some time in the winter here in Florida. So they gave him a little problem. You could stay by us. So this guy, this single guy, is staying in this house with this older, not older, but whatever, this couple that has, it's only them, him and his wife at home. Now, she calls up, oh, by the way, is it a problem? Because my husband was out of town this week for 3 days. So now, what is it a problem? You are living in the house alone with this guy. Of course it's a problem. Right? So she said, okay, so what's the solution? All my married kids live in town, so I have a lot of grandkids in town. So could some of my grandkids sleep over and it would take away the yichud? Okay, so let's do some math now. Now we have to do some math. So you have a man and woman. So you would say that a 6 to 9 year old girl or boy would help with the yichud. So you have to invite over a 6 to 9 year old grandchild and that will help the yichud. Or a boy older than 6, whatever age he is, because the boy is not yichud with the other man, and he's not yichud with his grandmother either. So for the boy, it would be a shomer no matter what. The girl, if she's too old, is gufa yichud with the guy, so therefore it has to be that she's between 6 and 9, and now she's a shomer on the yichud. Okay.
6 and up boy, or 6-year-old and up grandson, or
yes. 6-year-old. Now, here is a very important halacha that we did not mention, which this throws a major monkey wrench in this whole entire sugya. Which is like this. What's the idea? At some point, these people are sleeping, right? So the Ramah says in Sif Hey, Aval im hein prutzim afilin. So Aval kol zeh v'ir. Aval besade oy balayla ba'inan shloisha. That at night, one shomer is not enough. Because at night, the person knows that the shomer is sleeping. And therefore, he's going to take his chances that the shomer is not going to wake up. And therefore, one shomer is not enough at night. So at night, overnight, you need two shomer. And overnight, you need two shomer. Now, you'll say, well, they're both sleeping. But at that point, he's not going to take the risk that maybe neither one will wake up. Because the chances between, the likelihood, it's too possible that when one is sleeping, one is awake. So two shomerim, you need two shomerim at night. So since you need two shomerim at night, this lady would need to invite two grandchildren over. Right? So you would have to have two grandchildren over, a 6 and a 9 year old grandchild.
Bring a 9 year old boy grandson and a 6 year old girl granddaughter who are cousins. Now you have new youth.
Right. No, but if they're less than bar mitzvah, it's not a problem. There's no yichud in less, there's no chinuch on this. So even if the boy is 11 and the girl is 9,
grandmother is a shomer anyway.
Yeah,
right.
And the other guy. Why don't you have just two men?
What?
Two men, one woman. If the boy's 11, so you have two men, one woman.
Because at night, you need another.
You still need two shomer.
Because
we're talking
about night. But the guest, there's only one other person there.
He's not two men. He's a shomer on the other one.
That's always the longest by...
Two men is that they're both part of the Yichud, but each one is... But if only one of them is, and then the other one is a Shomer. But you need two Shomer.
So stop two adult men and adult woman in the same house is mutter during the day, but not at night.
I'm not sure. No. That's Asher. Yeah, that you need three.
So two adult men and an adult woman sleeping in the same house as Asher.
Yeah, you need three.
Basically, you're saying that the one you're saying.
It's each one is a shomer around the other.
That two men are both, right?
Yeah, no, but it's each one is a shomer around the other.
Because that's just a
shomer.
It's basically the same
on that's what the Rambam's talking about. Loiti Sachet, Isha Achas, Imne. Yeah. You know, two men, two adult men. But the Gemara on the bottom of the page talks about going. Saw this, so the place can say means at night also. So now let's talk about a babysitter scenario, a classical babysitter scenario. Now it becomes a lot more complicated. Because night does not mean shkia time. Night means shkia is at 4 o'clock. You don't say, well, it's night. No. Night means at, you know, bedtime.
Kids normally go to sleep.
Yeah, like 11.
Amen.
So. So nighttime means when they're supposed to be sleeping or are sleeping. So now the halacha is like this, that let's take this. The normal scenario is you have a girl babysitter. So you have a girl babysitter with a boy who's 10, 11, or 12. Once he's bar mitzvah, then it's his own issue. 10, 11, or 12, because then the issue is on him also. But if he's not bar mitzvah, so the issue is only on her. So this is on her, and you have a boy. So you say, okay, but I also have a girl who's between 6 and 9. Okay, but that's only one shomer. So you need to have, besides that boy that's over 11, over 9, between 9 and 13, you also need to have two kids that are between 6 and 9. You need to have two shomer at night. If you don't have two shomerim, then there's yichud now between the babysitter and the older boy. Now, if
the second babysitter wouldn't help because it's a boy and two girls.
Yeah.
What about another boy over 9?
I mean, two babysitters, a boy and a girl babysitter.
Yeah, that would work.
That would work also.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be between 6 and 9.
Right.
It could be a boy over 6, basically.
Right. You need to have.
So it's better for a Yiddish guy to hire a boy babysitter and a girl babysitter at the same time. If they're
no.
Brother and sister.
Yeah, those are yichud between them.
Yeah, then you get yichud between them.
Right, but you have a 9-year-old shomer and a 6-year-old girl. Right, you have two other.
Yeah, but now you have to make.
If you have a 10-year-old boy.
Yeah, if you want to have 10 people in your house, it's fine.
If you have a 9-year-old boy,
it's 3 and 3 is not yichud. So
if you have a 9-year-old boy, a 10-year-old boy, and a 6-year-old girl, right? So hiring a girl babysitter won't help, right? But if you hire another boy to come, right? Two babysitters, even if it's a boy, that'll be fine.
Like two boys and two girls?
Yeah, two adult boys. I mean, two adults, a boy and a girl that are adults, and then a 9-year-old boy and a 6-year-old girl. Right, the yichud on the boy, there's two shomrim for that. That's not a problem. The yichud on girls, those are two shomrim.
Sometimes there's like this two shomrim. If you have 11, no, that's what he's saying. Okay.
I'm not sure about that.
You need
bringing another girl wouldn't help.
No, that's part of the yichud. Right.
A girl and a boy babysitter would help.
I don't know about that, because then you have to work out the yichud between them. I'm still not sure if that works.
There's two children in the house.
But I don't know if that's true, because why aren't they part of the yichud? Why isn't the girl who's over... No. It's two boys and two... It's a yichud of two boys and two...
Not the yichud on the 9-year-old boy. There's no yichud on him.
There's no Isra Yichud on him, but...
It's only Isra on the girls, but the girls have...
I'm not sure. Okay, that's a complicated case. But the simple point would be that you have to keep in mind, you need two shomrim. So a similar case with this mother-in-law case, right? The mother-in-law comes and sleeps at home with the son-in-law, so they have to have two grandchildren between this... Not between, but over 6 to be shomrim on the Yichud. Once they're over 6,
there's no
Yichud with the grandmother. So two boys over 6 would protect the Yichud. Okay, so this is another layer in these halachas. This is less negiah in a business setting. There's more negiah at home, but that's the halacha. The next thing I want to talk about, which is negiah to business, is Pesach Pasuach L'Shazam. We'll talk next week about the halacha Pesach Pasuach L'Shas Ram, which means it basically if people have access into the house. There's been very many get offices and nurses, secretaries, and all these things. So Mr. Shem will get to that next week. Okay.
See you.